The fingernails, we kind of take our fingernails for granted, I think, but their job is to protect the tips of the fingers, and they also stabilize the shape of the fingers, so that we can subject our fingers to a certain amount of stress, and the nails help to protect them and also to help the fingers retain their proper shape. I want to point out that some of the characteristics of the skin is that it can respond to stresses, and some of these responses are local responses, part of the autonomic no or I'm sorry, the autonomic nervous system, for example, may not be involved. And for example, I guess I should probably give an example of what I'm talking about, calluses. If you are walking around barefoot and the epidermis of the bottom of your feet is exposed to more friction than usual, that's a local stress, and it will cause the stratum germinativum of the bottom of your feet to increase cell division and start to make thicker layers of cells to protect your feet and form calluses. This can also happen on the hands. When you're working hard or doing some kind of repetitive thing, exposing your hands to a certain amount of friction and stress. Injury and repair. There are stem cells within the epithelial and connective tissue portions, and these allow for extensive repair of the integument. If there's a large surface area of if a wound to the integument involves a large surface area, there can be problems as there can be lots of water loss, and that can lead to slower recovery. So, just to point that out, burns can often cause to lead to quite a bit of water loss, and that can cause water and electrolyte or fluid and electrolyte problems as the healing process takes place. There are some characteristics of aging, and I'll cover them in the next segment.